Welcome to Live Your Dream on today. We're so excited for all our great lineup that we have on today. We've had the opportunity of speaking with one of the moms, where you're well known, Nika Porter, and also Model Heaven, Actress Heaven. They'll be calling in today, along with Janelle. She'll be calling in today with her daughter Zoe. And also Jay will be calling her mom. I believe it's Janisa, but we'll get that correct if we're wrong. I just want to say welcome, everyone, to our live show, Live Your Dream, where dreams are made to be, you know, to become true in so many ways. Just trust and believe in God to open up those doors and those windows in all aspects. We just want to say thank you again for supporting us in all our efforts, for all the things that we do. We've been now live almost a year now. January makes a year. So this is absolutely phenomenal in what we're doing. We were in a more fuller capacity over the last, since I would say about August of last year, where we started rolling this out. And I remember the day when we only had one listener, and now we are close to moving towards 2,000 listeners. So I'm forever grateful, and I know that with all the things that we do and put in front of us, just believing and trusting in God and having those that live out their dream, we get to live out ours in the same sense. So on today, we are discussing different topics in about moms in the industry, daughters in the industry. These three young ladies actually having a great opportunity to be a part of where they will be going to New York. One is leaving tomorrow, going to New York. And she is so excited. I talked to her mom a little earlier today, and everybody is just really excited about what's happening and what's going to be happening. So on today, on Facebook and also in our other social media pages, we have so many great things that are coming, that are happening. We have a contest center that's going to start again tomorrow. Model Heaven won last week. Congratulations, Model Heaven. We'll congratulate her as well. Then we have some other ones who will be joining the contest to be in the face of our magazine for March. So it's so exciting just to say that this is such a blessing. So here I have today with me co-hosting is Yasmin Noble. She is actually my right-hand person. She's my assistant. She does a lot to help our company stay afloat. And I just want to say welcome aboard, Yasmin. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. So on the lineup today, I know that we get to do, you get to play, wear many hats, the engineer, personal assistant to me, to anything that we need. So what is your take on all that, you know, that is happening on social media?
I'm really excited. There's a lot going on. Social media is very fast-paced, and I love the fact that Ms. Darlene stays up to speed to all of that and makes sure everybody's stuff gets out in a timely fashion.
Oh, and that's so true. It's such a key factor. I always want to put out there that parents should always be 100% behind their loved one. I was just talking to a young lady yesterday where her daughter wanted to model, but she was more into sports type of things. And she, I did just a quick run through with her to show her how to walk a runway, first time ever. And just in that little feel, that little moment, she picked up on it, and she actually is going to be and one of our we'll go attend to one of our open calls coming soon at the end of the month. So enough said in that area. I am right now talking in many terms with different companies overseas. I'm working out where I want everybody to benefit and win from when it comes down to our designers, fashion designers. That's the area that we want to build up in our network. But we're going to go back a little bit and talk about photographers. So out of the different photographers that you worked with over the years, Yasmin, what did you actually experience? What you would say your last photo shoot? Tell us about your last photo shoot that you had.
My last photo shoot was in downtown Fayetteville, and it was really fun. I really enjoyed being in front of the camera, and it's nice learning new stuff, because, of course, it was my first time, obviously. And I don't know, it's just
Hello, everyone. Are you listening? Can you hear us on today?
I can hear you now. You was off for a minute.
Oh, okay, then. I'm so sorry. So I'm going to go ahead and bring everyone on. Just state your name and who you are, and let's we'll start chatting. Hello, so who are we speaking with now? Is this Janelle?
No, this is Janelle's mother. This is Zoe's grandmother.
Hi, Ethelyn. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, from Covington, Georgia.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I do know that how exciting to have your granddaughter. Were you at the event with, at the Model Heavens event in Atlanta?
No, I wasn't able to make it. I was out of town at that time because I travel a lot. But
yes.
I understand it was a wonderful event. And I saw some of the pictures, and they were excellent.
Yes. And I do know, I shared earlier with, I spoke with Janelle last night, and I had an opportunity to speak with Tanika on this morning. This show is actually a live show. We plan it accordingly, but a lot of times it doesn't work out quite like that. I just like to keep it real. Just moments before we went on the air, our computers start configuring, and I'm like, what the world? And this is our live area that we have away from our home in our office space. So I thank you all for tuning in. If you can hear me now, I do want to say that what we do is we bring everyone on. We normally have a process where we know the number that you're calling from. So whoever is on with us, just share your name, and then anybody else on with us as well?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is
Who
Jiley.
Are we here?
This is Jiley.
Hi. How are you doing?
Fine. It's also her mom with her, Janice.
Thank you so much. So now, and you are, so this is Jay. Is it J-A-I?
Yeah, it's Jai. It's pronounced Jai.
Oh, Jai. Okay, wonderful. So Jai, welcome aboard. So we're going to go ahead and get the other callers on also. So who else we have? I know we have some other ones on as well. Is Zoe on with her mom, Janelle? Is Tanika Porter on? Okay, let's go. So I want to say, so Jai, I understand that you are, how old are you, Jai?
Well, actually, I'm 8 years old, but next month I'll be having my birthday party, and I'll be turning 9.
Oh, how exciting. So I'm not sure if I got a chance to meet you when we were at the event. Were you at the event also?
Yes.
Okay. And I know we'll have other pictures and stuff that we'll be able to actually showcase a little later on. So I do know that we have provided some information such as pictures, and we wanted to, as far as information and also along with the questions. So I do know that you said you'll be turning 9 soon, and Mom, how long she's been modeling?
She actually started at 6.5. So we're in about 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So in what you see as far as for her in the next, you know, say 2 or 3 years down the road, are you planning to continue to have her in modeling as well?
Well, actually, we're going to New York as well tomorrow. We're leaving tomorrow to go meet with her agency there. And we actually be relocating because part of her package, she won a full scholarship for performing arts school in New York City. So we're going to take full advantage of that and you know, apply that to her acting career as well as modeling and as well as music, because she also does music. Can she hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Janelle. Can y'all hear me? We was talking. I can hear you, Jenny.
Okay, I hear you, Janelle, yes.
How
are
y'all doing?
Hi, Jiley. Hi, Zoe. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, so
Did we lose the radio?
Hello?
Did we lose? Is there anybody else on the call?
This is Tamika.
In Heaven.
Hi, Heaven. It's Miss Tamika.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi,
how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Heaven.
Hey.
Hey, what you doing?
They've been having some technical difficulties with the phone line.
Yeah, I figured so.
So is everybody, is just us three on the phone? Do we have any other callers that's in on the phone?
In the beginning, there were several people, but then something happened. The phone went mute.
Okay, so what we're going to do, ladies, and what we're going to do is we're going to actually, we're going to go ahead, and I'm not sure, is Tamika's on the phone now, too?
Yes.
Okay, great, great. Okay, so what we're going to do when you're not speaking, if you can put your phone on mute, because what we're going to do is have a background noise. So we're going to get to everybody and chat with everybody. So we were talking to Jaya earlier, and Jaya said her birthday is coming up soon. And you said, Mom, she's getting ready to go to, actually, was she going to New York tomorrow?
Yeah, see, I headed to New York. We're actually, our meeting is with the agency on Monday. But we're actually going to go to her school on Saturday. She received a full scholarship to a performing arts school in New York City. And then for acting, modeling, and music as well. And being that she is a model, actress, and an artist, you know, she's taking full advantage of that. So in the next 2 to 3 years, to answer your question, Jai definitely will be modeling. Her ultimate goal is what? To get a what? In acting.
To get a Oscar.
Ooh! Right. With her music, we plan on winning a Grammy. Right. So her first single actually comes out on her birthday next month, and it's entitled Bangles and Heels. It's for the girl. So that's what we've been working on. Mm-hmm.
That is so wonderful. Well, that is definitely, you know, just to have the aspiration. I see a lot, you know, and a lot of times, you know, you hear parents talk about it, and they want their kids to do it. But just to hear her passion and her drive, just like, with Heaven and also with Zoe, it's the same way. And they're going to be big, big, big time. And I know we're going to sit back one day and I'm going to be rocking on my porch one day and say, wow, to all the greatness that happened. And so I'm so excited. So we're going to go ahead and get everybody else's name. And I know Zoe's on the phone. So Zoe, and I'm pronouncing that correct, Janelle? Is it Zoe?
Yes.
Zoe. So I met you in Atlanta, Zoe, and what a great treat. You were on the runway. You rocked it. And I know, you know, just loving, I saw the pictures that came from that. So tell us, how old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
7 years old. Wow. So, Mom, I know you have to be so excited to have her. I mean, I hear sometimes when I've spoken with you over the phone, and certain things that you would say to her, and she just is just so cute and just, you know, just seem older than what she is. So 7 years old, so when will you be turning 8?
I'll be turning 8 in October.
October, so my birthday is in October. What date is your birthday?
The 21st.
Oh, okay, mine is on the 9th. I have a story to share, but I'm not going to share it now because, well, I can't. My mom, she had 9 kids. So with the ages of the different birthdays, she forgot the birthday. So I was celebrating my birthday, actually on your birthday, for about 13 years. So it was the 21st, and then she realized, no, it's not the 21st, it's on the 9th. So me and you actually shared a birthday for a while. Yes. Okay, so Janelle, I know as a mother you're really excited. So give us some, you know, updates. What's going to be happening with her coming down the road? Because I know that she was actually came where she made the cut with MMG or MGM. I want to make sure I have that right. Is it MMG?
Yes, it's MMG. Yes.
Okay.
She's one of the winners of the Fashion Forward model, and
yeah.
she'll be She'll be heading to New York, too, along with Jai in Heaven. And she has a things up that's upcoming. On this Monday, she got selected to do a Martin Luther King special. It happens every year. It's in Cobb County. And they also, it airs, if you have Comcast, I'll get the channels and I'll post it on her social media where you can watch it live. But it's a good event that they have, and she does. This is her third year doing it, so we're excited about doing that on this day coming up.
Wow. Well, you know, and that's so exciting for all that is happening. And I see this on Facebook, and I just love it when I come across a post and being able to share it and talk about it and add my touch on it. But the most exciting part is I've met these young girls, and they are so excited about what they're doing, and that speaks volume, and that makes my job even easier and make it, whereas, what I'm putting out there and trying to accomplish is really worthwhile. So I thank you all for that. So, Zoe, when you're on the runway, what are you like to wear the most? You like wearing dresses, or what do you like to wear?
I like to wear dresses.
All right. So do you have a favorite designer that you've worked with? Mom, does she work with any favorite designers yet or any designers?
Yes, she does. We have a lady that makes all of her things. Her name she goes by the name of Miss Jackie. And we just getting in touch with a couple of other designers, been reaching out to her. So that's coming up next as well. But we mainly use Miss Jackie for her designer.
All right. Well, definitely, I would love to, like I said, this is like a connecting force where we share information, and I like to, just feature designers in a magazine. I want to start a network for that. It's going to be later down the road where the designers, get in a network. And I also put out there that we're going to start a catalog where designers will be able to sell their items through our catalog and put their stuff out there, because a lot of times they do stuff for runway, but they don't do it to sell. So I want them to be able to live that whole experience out, get a manufacturer, do all the nine yards. And so that's where everybody just pulling together and everybody wins from that as well. So great, great, great. So, Tanika, I know you're on the phone. I'm sorry. Tanika, I know you're on the phone, and I know everybody's just getting from school, I believe, at this point. So I know that is the weather here is kind of chilly and everybody is all snuggled up. But just to get y'all out of the cold and in the home and talking to us, we want to say thank you for that. So, Model Heaven, are you there?
Yes.
Yes. So how are you doing on today?
Good.
So when do you turn 10?
On next Thursday on the 21st.
Oh. So I understand that you all are getting ready to get on a plane as well, and you're going to be going to New York tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Oh, so you ever been to New York before?
No.
Wow. So you getting ready to live a dream, and also for Zoe and also for Zaya, y'all getting ready to live dreams that no one else have lived yet. Y'all going to inspire a lot of other moms and also little ones to want to do that as well, because a lot of people going to Fashion Week this year from my area. And I'm excited about that. Normally that doesn't happen. It happens probably when they get in their 20s. But for little ones to go to Fashion Week in New York, that is absolutely exciting. So I commend all the designers who want to work with little ones, too, out there. So great job, great job. So, Tanika, so tell us about, I know tomorrow you have planned out that you all going to get up early and get ready to leave. What is your take on sharing information with social media?
Like 5:50 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we'll arrive like 7:55 a.m.
Wow.
And we'll be downtown. Hotel is downtown in Manhattan.
Yes. And so I know that I talked with you earlier and asked that, so we want to feel like we're there too. So also, even Zaya, your mom and everybody, we want to feel like we're there. So please connect with us and share information through and tag me, tag, you know, my pages, Top Models and Talent. Y'all welcome to add information on there because we want that experience and we can share it with everybody else. So y'all promise to do that?
Yes.
Great. Yes. So now it's coming to a point where we as actually mothers, and I'm going to chat with the mothers a little bit, and you're in a competition and your child is up front, and you, what is the conversation you have with your child when they are there and they probably another 20 people in the competition as a chance that they may not be selected? What could you all share with other moms who child probably did not get selected or just, you know, in a mode where they're not, they're afraid to put their child in a situation where they can get rejected? Could y'all share with other parents?
Yes, sure. This is Janelle, Zoe's mom. Well,
yes.
Actually, we was in a competition in November, and that happened to us, where it was a whole bunch of other girls, and only they can choose. It was only supposed to be one, but because the competition, the competition was so intense, and they had two really great. Everybody was great overall, but there always can be only one winner. We know that. Or either it'll be one winner or a runner up. But however, in this particular competition we was in, they did a split, which Zoe and Jai wanted. And so after the competition, I watched Zoe. When we got to the back, you know, and everybody was, you know, some girls were crying because they didn't win. Zoe walked over to the little girl. She wasn't even concerned about that. She won, and she told, don't give up. So my thing is with the conversation we have with Zoe and that what Zoe can share with other and we share with other parents is tell your child, never give up. Because you didn't win this time doesn't mean that you might not win next time. Everything is a season and a time for everything. But also, like Zoe wanted, she has something that she would like to say.
You got to work hard.
Great.
You got to be brave because when somebody else wins, you can't be crying. You can't give up. You have to be brave. And when they have a next competition, maybe you'll win.
Oh my God, that is so, oh my goodness. Y'all trying to make me cry today. That is so, you know, that's a great way, and to be your age and see that way, awesome. So, and I do know, you know, Tanika, you want to share any insights also on how, you know, as far as with parents, because I do know on social media, I call it a beast, and the reason why I call it a beast is because it's so powerful and so connected. Even when Model Heaven's in contests, is in our contest, you want to share with listeners who out there who want to put their little ones in contests, but they just afraid of the rejection or they may not get the support that they thought they should get. You want to share with the listeners, Tanika, about that as well?
Just do all you can and don't give up. Because I still be going, even though sometimes it be a chance of her losing, but I still be getting to be tagging whoever I can.
Because sometimes it gets so close, and sometimes it's where, you know, I look in the middle of the day, and we do updates, and we do projections, and sometimes it's so, so close.
I've had people who I don't even know.
I'm sorry,
and they have support. People who I don't even know, and they still support.
Yes, and that's a great thing, and that's why we're working with Hands on Hands, which coming down the road, we're going to have an 800 number where, you know, people can call in and get our services, and we will walk them through. But one of the areas that a lot of them don't know about fan pages, about model pages, about acting pages, and we are walking them through on setting it up step by step. And I know when you all came aboard with us, Tanika, it was basically one of the things I have on our website to give step by step to make sure their fan base is up to par, because that is, I call it a fan base, but it's a model page. A lot of agencies and a lot of people who want to book you, they do visit those pages. So I just recommend everybody who's listening to make sure that, you know, you're lining things up. And when it comes to you living out your dream, things may not happen right then. As you said, Janelle, things might not happen you know, the next time. But just continuously knowing that, you know, you put forth a great effort. So those are really great advice. So you have anything else, anyone else want to say about that as well?
Yes, John wanted to say something first, and then I'll go after her.
Okay.
What do you want to say?
Well, I think a way to just tell parents or their children that they should never give up, because if you don't win that thing or whatever you're doing, you never know what God has planned for next. It could be something bigger
right.
than that.
Ooh. All right, ma'am. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. So I do know your mm-hmm. grandma is on the line with us. Is she still here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great, great. Yes, I know you're a very proud grandmother. I was at a pageant about 2 weeks ago, and it was probably about 15 people showed up for a young lady that I was sponsoring, but the grandmother was sitting like a couple of seats over from me, and she was like just, shaking and, you know, so excited. And then when her granddaughter won, she literally started crying. So I know how it is. I haven't experienced as far as being a grandparent yet, but as a grandparent, what is your take on her being in the industry and what you want to share with, you know, other grandmothers and other ones out there?
Well, as with all industries, you have to be very careful in what you're putting your children through. And with Janelle being very observant as she is, I'm not, truly worried about that particular industry. But also, you have to have your child, they have to be grounded and have a foundation to start with. And Zoe has that foundation. So what Janelle is doing as a mother and me as a grandparent is building on that foundation so that it'll be sturdy and strong. I'm excited for Zoe. I'm excited for Janelle. Zoe takes a lot of her attributes from her mother. As a child growing up, her mother was called Little Miss Sunshine because she greeted everyone and she was just a joy to be around as she is now in her adulthood. So as far as Zoe continuing on in this industry, I think it's good, but you still have to be, like I said, rooted and grounded and, you know, as I said, train the child.
Right. And I agree with you 100%, and that is so, so true. I do know, just put this out there, Zoe, Jaya, Heaven, and also to the parents, God is using you all for such a great way of just to show others that it's all things are possible. I've been told this. I feel it in my spirit, and I do know that what I'm doing today and how everything is, you know, happening for me is because me being led. I tell everyone that, which is how my family see it. They didn't understand it then, but now they do see it. So, young little girls, you all are being used for something great. It's going to be it's happening now, but it's even going to be greater because what I saw in Heaven when I was there and I met her, I saw in Zoe, and I know Jaya was there at the event. I didn't get a chance to meet her personally, but just my hats go off, and I'm just so proud of each of you, just like if I was your mother and to feel that I have, you know, the connection with you all. So I do know that just in the listening to what, you know, Heaven said, what Zoe said, and also Jai said, it's all about them being grounded, they, you know, being rooted, and they having that support team and everything and everybody following them and connecting with them. So thank you all so much. Our show is about to come to an end. As anyone, I want, far as giving us the information, so Janelle, please tell listeners how can they find you all on social media, or either you can provide an email address.
Yes, Zoe, Instagram is MZ_ZOE_08. That's her. For Twitter is the same. at MZ_Zoe_8, and Facebook is Zoe Turner the Entertainer. Those are all her social media pages that she has. You can contact Zoe.
Okay, great. And also, I believe it's Janelle. So when it comes down to, well, how can we find actually Jaya on her information in social media?
Jaya.
Yes, I'm Janice. Her mom's Janice.
Oh, so Janice. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. Well, Jai actually has a fan page, and she also has a personal page on Instagram. So her personal page is?
Jailee217, which is Jailee217.
And her fan page is, you can find at 1STLMR. That's First LMR. As far as booking her for an artist or a model coach or anything like that, bookjailee@gmail.com. That's bookjailee@gmail.com. And be looking for her. You can tell them about yourself.
Okay, great. So, Tanika, you want to share how I'm sorry, someone saying something? Okay. So, Tanika, you want to share how they can locate Heaven on social media?
It's Facebook, Model Heaven / Actress Heaven Hightower, and Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it's Model Heaven 1.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you all for sharing that. And everyone that is tuning in and listening, just want to let you know that this actually going to go in a recorded mode, which the ones who did not get to listen, this will be ready. Just click on the same link that we send that we actually add to your pages earlier, and it should be ready within 2 to 5 minutes from after this call. And I just want to thank everyone, congratulate to everyone. Safe travels to you all as you travel this weekend. And I just want to say, just continue to keep, lifting us up in prayer for us to be successful also, along with all that you're doing, sharing the information, letting friends and family, I call it the 4F followers, fans, friends, and definitely family, so we can actually grow even further in this way of connecting and getting the information out. So we're going to close out, but before we do, I love to always say at the sign of three, let's yell out and say, live your dreams. So you all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, live your dreams. Great. So thanks for
tuning
in.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. I appreciate y'all. And I'm going to have y'all back on, so this is just the beginning. Yes. So this is just the beginning, but we're going to do some more of this also without the technical difficulties. And as I do so, you plan it. I can send out 20 questions. A lot of times you never know how it's going to roll out. But you all did a wonderful job today. And thank you again. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.